Hello again, and welcome to Studies in the Gospels, a program heard right here each week on the Gospel Radio Network. My name is Chris McAleer. I am your host for Studies in the Gospels, where each week we examine the life of Christ as found in the four Gospel accounts of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. At this time in our studies, we are looking at those events from the resurrection to the ascension. Now, previously we looked when Jesus appeared to the apostles who were gathered together except for Thomas, who was not with them. And today we're going to consider the events of a week later when Jesus appears to all of the apostles. Now, this is found in Luke chapter 24, verses 36 through 48, and also in John chapter 20, verses 24 through 29. Now, for our purposes today, we're primarily going to consider John's account. So join me now in John chapter 20, and let's look at verses 24 through 29. Now Thomas, called the twin, one of the twelve, was not with them when Jesus came. The other disciples therefore said to him, "We have seen the Lord." So he said to them, "Unless I see in his hands the print of the nails, and put my finger into the print of the nails, and put my hand into his side, I will not believe." And after 8 days, his disciples were again inside, and Thomas with them. Jesus came, the doors being shut, and stood in the midst, and said, "Peace to you." Then he said to Thomas, "Reach your finger here, and look at my hands, and reach your hand here, and put it into my side. Do not be unbelieving, but believing." And Thomas answered and said to him, "My Lord and my God." Jesus said to him, "Thomas, because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed." So now let's go back to verse 24 and look closer now at our text for today. Now Thomas, called the twin, one of the twelve, was not with them when Jesus came. For some unknown reason to us, Thomas had not been with the rest of the apostles when they had gathered together on the first day of the week. The scripture simply does not reveal to us the reason for his absence. He may have been sick. He may have been tending to a family matter. He may have been negligent in the state of despair. We simply do not know, and it is not essential for us to know. We just know that he was not there. And then, in verse 25, the other disciples therefore said to him, "We have seen the Lord." So he said to them, "Unless I see in his hands the print of the nails, and put my finger into the print of the nails, and put my hand into his side, I will not believe. Now the other disciples, quite excitedly, no doubt, would tell Thomas that they had seen the Lord. But Thomas gives a strong reply to them in that he said there is no way that he is going to believe unless he sees and touches the wounds of Jesus. Jesus is about to use this attitude that was found in Thomas to teach all of us a very great and important lesson. So, the scene moves forward now in verse 26. And after 8 days, his disciples were again inside, and Thomas with them. Jesus came, the doors being shut, and stood in the midst, and said, "Peace to you." So it was the following Sunday. In those days, 8 days by their way of counting days would have made it Sunday, the first day of the week. It would be 7 days to us, but to those ancient cultures it would have been 8. Now, we find that, again, just like at the time of the previous meeting, 8 days before, the doors are locked. And Jesus then appears again in the midst. But this time, Thomas is present. Now, it was the first day of the week, and we can note that the saints always assemble on the first day of the week, and that even today, when we assemble on the first day of the week, Jesus will always be in the midst. So once again, Jesus greets the saints in the same manner that he had the week before. He said, "Peace to you." Then, in verse 27, he said to Thomas, "Reach your finger here, and look at my hands, and reach your hand here, and put it into my side. Do not be unbelieving, but believing." Jesus, being all-knowing, was well aware of what Thomas had previously said and how Thomas felt. So Jesus instructs Thomas to do the very thing that he had said he must do in order to believe. Jesus said there in verse 27, "Reach your finger here, and look at my hands, and reach your hand here, and put it into my side." And then, notice the powerful statement of Jesus next. "Do not be unbelieving, but believing." Jesus is saying, "Thomas, stop your unbelief." Thomas did not have faith. To this point, he did not believe the resurrection. He did not have a true faith. But don't be too hard on Thomas. In chapter 20, we have seen all of the apostles lacking faith in the resurrection. In verse 9, clearly identified their problem, and that was that they did not understand the scriptures. But Thomas, after seeing the evidence physically in front of him, in verse 28, Thomas answered and said to him, "My Lord and my God." We see Thomas confess Jesus in what to me is one of the most chill bump bringing verses in all of the scripture. He stated, "My Lord and my God." And then in verse 29, Jesus said to him, "Thomas, because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed." Notice the response of Jesus now here to Thomas. Jesus did not praise Thomas, but notice who Jesus does commend. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed. This is a very important thing for us to realize and understand. Seeing is not how saving faith is received. In fact, seeing is not even necessary for faith. The multitudes witnessed the miracles of Jesus, yet most did not believe. Today, we walk by faith and not by sight. God has no room for some type of topwater faith. John chapter 3 and verse 16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." When we consider John 3:16, we can begin to understand the depth of faith that God desires in us as his disciples. I want to thank you for joining me today. We will continue, if the Lord wills, next week to consider these events between the resurrection and the ascension. I hope that you'll join me. Remember, our program will be replayed this evening at 11 p.m. Central Standard Time, and it will be posted in the on-demand section of the Gospel Radio Network website in a day or so. Stay tuned today for all of the programs here on the network. And if the Lord wills, I'll see you again next week at this same time for studies in the Gospels. So until we meet again, this is Chris saying so long, have a great day, and may God bless you.